whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Yeah, Payne and Pendergast, just to put a bow on something from the previous segment, we were talking about playoffs a few years ago. The Texans got blown out by the Chiefs in 2015, 30 to nothing. The next week, the Chiefs lost to the Patriots. We had a texter say, I think the next week the Chiefs blew a huge lead against the Indianapolis Colts. They were up 38 to 10. That was 2 years prior.
Yeah.
That was in the wild card round in 2013. And Andrew Luck led the Colts on a 28-point second-half comeback to win 45-44.
I think the one I was thinking of was when the Texans lost to the Colts, and then the next week the Colts got just torn up by the Chiefs.
Got blown out by the Chiefs.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you were thinking of. Yep. Yep.
That was the one where I felt like there was a gif I saw. Somebody had described the game as somebody like jumping off of a house onto a trampoline.
Yeah.
And it was magnificent, but they fell off onto like something soft, like that cushioned the blow a little bit. But then they fell off of that, like onto the ground. It was like, they're like, oh, they're there. So like, because for a moment I was like, well, maybe at least the Colts can do something. Maybe they're a good team. Like, oh, nope, they suck too.
Nope.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. So we lost to a team that sucks.
It's an All AFC right. South thing. Great. Once again. Yeah. Once again. All right. Hey, real quick, before we get your prediction, let's just run through here. The receipts from this week. I want people, as we head into tomorrow, to remember these people as the Texans are getting ready to face the Chargers at 3:30
tomorrow.
Talking
about the Italians
tomorrow.
Again?
Hmm?
Are you talking about the Italians again?
No, I'm not. People? No, let me look. Rex Ryan, Ian Rapoport. Nope.
Okay.
Here was Rex Ryan earlier this week talking about the Chargers and the Texans in the bye week that the Chargers get.
Yeah, Chargers face it. I never realized they get a bye. Oh, wait, they got to play the Texans. What's the difference? Texans offense is struggling so bad, they can't protect the quarterback. But look, the Chargers' number one scoring defense in the NFL going against that offense, woo, get ready for the next round.
That's Rex just trying to be Rex. The sum total, everything he said about the Texans, you know, weaknesses and the Chargers' strengths, that's all true. But the fact of the matter is, if the Texans were facing the Ravens again or something like that, then yes, you can say that. I wouldn't get angry at it.
No.
I would still say, look, it's the NFL. I mean, come on. But
this is silly.
This is silly because it's like the most objective observers you could find, either the computers or Vegas, is going to tell you, all right, this is about a field goal game.
Yeah.
So it's certainly not a bye. Where I actually felt disrespect in that take was that's a diss of the Texans defense. You want to call it a bye week?
Time.
Look, win or lose, there's a good chance that the Texans defense is going to injure a couple of your players because they're one of the hardest hitting teams out there, and Azeez Alshire will be on the field. Like, they're a violent bunch in all the right ways, in all of the socially acceptable ways. The Texans defense are psychotic, hard hitting badasses. So that's not a bye. So that's where you can go die, Rex Ryan.
There you go.
All right?
There you go. Yeah. There it is.
I can't put quite the same oomph into the go die because he's a lot closer to death than a lot of us. So I'm like,
That's one where it can happen over the weekend and you'd feel bad.
Yeah,
I
don't say go die to people like messing around at the hospital
now,
or anything. You know,
it would feel pretty. You'd be like, come on, but my powers are pretty strong here, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but again, it would be kind of like, I predicted the sun was going to rise this morning. You know, everybody dies. I'm not putting a timetable on
that
it.
That is true.
Just, yeah.
All right. That's first receipt. In the spirit of the holiday season, keeping receipts. Here's Ian Rapoport, receipt number two.
Everyone sort of laughs about the Texans getting the Saturday early game. It's kind of the Texans' side, and everyone sort of assumes that they're going to come out and lose. And I know that the Texans have looked uneven this year. But if there's one perfect opportunity for them to give everybody the metaphorical middle digit, this would be it, right? I mean, the Chargers are good, but certainly the Texans have been just as good. The Texans have been a little uneven offensively. C.J. Stroud has played too many interceptions for anyone's liking, but the talent for sure is there. It is a perfect opportunity for the Texans to come out and get a win that absolutely no one expects them to get.
This is where these guys are being disingenuous people. Because, like, honestly, They're like, no, everyone is not saying that. You guys are saying that so you can have a hot take. Like, it's, yes, the Chargers should be favored in this game. That makes sense. That's a, but like, everyone is not looking at this game and thinking like, oh, yep, here we go. And, you know, like, this, what the hell are you talking about, Ian Rappaport? Like, what on earth are you talking about?
I was like,
this is being painted out like it's the Texans playing the Ravens again. If the Texans were playing the Ravens again, hell yes.
Yeah.
I would not have any issue with that take. It's like, I don't believe you. I don't believe Rex Ryan. I don't believe Ian Rappaport. I think you guys are stuffed shirts doing what your producers tell you to do because you're money-grubbing whores, that's what this is.
In my mind, I'm going, what was Seth about to call Ian Rappaport? Oh.
Cockamamie.
That's
what I was going to say. They're cockamamies.
It's like, okay, last one. We haven't played this one yet. This is Jason Kelce, who's now one of these stuffed suits and talking heads of which you speak.
Yeah.
This was him on his New Heights podcast with his brother Travis Kelce, kind of laying out what his weekend's going to be like watching football.
The one that I'm definitely not watching is Houston versus Chargers. I don't know why. That one's like not even – that's the least interesting game to me. Is that fair?
I'm watching it because I think that's probably who you're playing. Teams I'm going to play. Yeah,
right.
Oh, if only out of duty. Oh, I'm going to watch it out of duty because I have to.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'll go to your sister's wedding, I guess.
How about this? Hey, Jason Kelce, you're the least interesting of all the people on the Monday Night Football studio show right now. In my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, so him talking
about... I haven't paid attention.
I think Jason Kelce came into media with huge expectations.
Yeah. Oh, Jason. Sorry. For some reason, I was thinking Travis. Yeah.
No, Jason Kelce on the Monday Night Studio Show.
No, he's feeling his way through.
He's been very vanilla so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not burying him or anything like that.
He's stuck in that same boat as Gronk, where I think that they get this guy and they've got a reputation for kind of, you know, Jason Kelce during the Super Bowl parade dressed up like whatever the hell he was.
The Mummers.
Yeah, and all that stuff. And I think that, but then he's trying to be like, no, I'm in intellectual. Unless you insult my brother, I'll knock your iPhone out of your hand.
He has a late night show now on ESPN.
A late night show? Like a Conan O'Brien type thing?
Yeah, like a sports version of that.
Oh, really?
It comes out in any monologues and stuff.
Really?
I've yet to watch it.
I'm intrigued by this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And his wife is the person like sitting up in the balcony that he's kind of riffing with a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm intrigued, but I don't like this at all.
Totally intrigued, but the bits and pieces I've watched, I'm like, okay, I'm not going out of my way to watch this.
That feels like when, the Magic Johnson show feels a little bit like that, except that Magic Johnson was a much bigger star than Jason Kelce. Yeah. But you're like, all right, man, like, all right, it lets you know, like, okay, those late night hosts actually have a boatload of ability.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're really good at what they do.
It's hard to do. Now, it's hard to do that role.
They've got a staff of thousands to help them.
Yeah, but that's still, like, the personality is the problem.
Once you're
hard.
Up there, yeah, you're by yourself out there.
I feel like that's throwing a 19-year-old into the major leagues to pitch without, like, that's, I don't know, man. That's dicey there.
Yeah, paycheck.
Yeah, I know it's a paycheck, but I feel like Jason Kelce might grow into that role, but that's a hard job.
It is. I've yet to watch the whole thing. Okay, before we get to the guys on In the Loop, the people want your prediction on
this. Look. The Texans haven't scored more than 23 points in a game in the last five games. They've only scored 23 points as an offense once in that time because we had the defensive touchdown last week. So it's really hard for me to say going up against the best scoring defense that all of a sudden they're going to just have a deluge of 28 points or anything.
Right.
And I do think the Texans will force a turnover or two that's going to help them out. But I've got the Chargers, although I hope this isn't case. I hope I'm wrong. I've got the Chargers 20-17.
20-17. Yeah. So you got it right, like right at the number.
Is that what it is? 37?
The over under. Yeah, the spread is 3, but you're right. The total is like 43.5.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So 23-20 would be what the experts think. So 20-17, Seth has it. I've got 23-20 Texans. I'm sure the guys on In the Loop will be making predictions later on the show today. If you guys haven't already this week.
No, we have not.
Okay.
No predictions. No, we're
the John Lopez, Reggie Atatula. What's up, boys? How are you?
I was unable to hear 5 Reasons I Hate You, so if you could just redo that segment right now.
Okay, I'll give it to you. I'll rattle them off real quick for
I'm just
you.
Hoping that Jim Harbaugh's affinity for milk somehow
Jim
shows
Harbaugh,
up.
His affinity for milk didn't make it. Jim Harbaugh, this is an old school one that came from a texter, and we played the audio of it. I quickly found the audio of it. People don't realize on the Jim Rome show, Jim Harbaugh called into the Smack-Off back in 1998. He requested a spot in the Smack-Off. This is when he was a quarterback. And Jim Rome, like, he came on for an interview. He's like, Romy, I'd love to be in the Smack-Off. And you know Rome. He's like, oh, we'd love to have you. You're invited.
Right.
And for someone like me who was striving to get invited for 2 years before that, I'm like, hey, I want to be.
That's my spot.
And I was. That was
maybe
my,
you should be an NFL quarterback.
That was my first. That was the first smack off I was in. We replayed the call. It's one of the worst calls ever. It was so bad. He literally says the words, "I don't have a whole lot of smack to say today."
Nice.
Yeah.
It was. Nice. It was like. It was whatever the opposite of the Jim Everett moment was. Like, all right, man. If you're gonna have a moment killed him. With right, yeah, yeah,
he could have crushed him.
Rome could have killed him.
Could have killed Harbaugh.
You're talking about Jim Everett. I'm like, I don't know about that, Sean.
Yeah, sorry. Pronouns. My bad. No, he could have verbally killed Jim Harbaugh. Yeah. The other ones, Seth has been interacting with Charger fans on his YouTube page.
Not a baby.
All seven of them?
Yeah, and now there's a good. There's at least enough psychotic ones that, like, as I was trying to compliment Justin Herbert, I wasn't complimenting him enough, and I was the worst person in the world.
Sure,
because you don't like. I the thumbnail of the video was Justin Herbert deserves more credit, and they found reason to get insulted by that. They're in that really annoying, like, you need to give us more respect mode.
Yeah.
They're making me hate Justin Herbert.
Seth's notes on this are great. I'm not reading them on this bullet point for five reasons I hate you.
Word?
No. Let me see. No, you didn't.
Okay, very good.
The offensive coaching staff for the Chargers is littered with former Texan coaches.
Oh, yeah. That's
you guys have probably pointed this out. Devlin's on there.
Yep.
Andy Bischoff, the former tight ends coach that said that Jeff Driscoll is the most athletic quarterback other than Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
He said that in 2021 into a microphone.
That's a guy that values 40 times way too much.
While wearing a Texans golf shirt in a press conference, he said those words.
It's the most embarrassing thing of that entire era.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it.
I'll be honest. We had a hard time finding hate reasons. Like, I'm not a big Ezekiel Elliott fan. Mm-hmm. They signed Ezekiel. I just hate the whole concept of Ezekiel Elliott getting let go from the Cowboys so he could go sign with a contender somewhere.
Yeah.
That concept doesn't compute to me.
As far as your, Jim Harbaugh and his quirkiness, Jim Harbaugh is at an age now where his quirkiness just makes it endears him to me.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It's like if a young straight guy is wearing magenta pants, I'm like, all right, what are you on about? Versus an old guy's wearing magenta pants, you're like, I want to have a whiskey with this guy.
We really do enable him though, and I think it's because it feels like it's very genuine. Like there's it's not insincere in any way, but he is a weirdo.
Yeah.
He's a consummate weirdo.
Did y'all see the Nico Collins telling the story in the media scrum this week of when Harbaugh came to visit him? I couldn't hear the lead up to it because the audio just wasn't great. It's one of those locker room scrums. But apparently on the visit, might have been at the swimming pool at the school.
Oh, the 10 meter.
The he did a cannonball in his clothes off of the high dive.
Yeah, yeah.
Jim Harbaugh did.
Yeah.
What a quirky weirdo.
With his hat, whistle, everything.
Yeah.
The clothes that he wears every day. And like he dresses like a cartoon character.
And Nico ended up going there.
Yeah.
And you remember he slept on Nico Collins' floor of his home with Pep Hamilton when they were recruiting him.
I just thought of a reason why I hate the Chargers.
Okay, good.
Excellent.
Because they're leaving L.A. as the wildfires are going on.
Oh, you think they're ditching their city right they're now? Leaving wow, their that's city. Deep.
You also hate the Rams? What's happening there?
What's that?
I was like, so you also hate the Rams because they're moving that game?
Yeah, well, no, they have to.
I'm remaining conspicuously silent.
I'm steering it away. We had a few people texting.
Politicians get ripped for that.
Hey, we had a few people like, hey, I don't like that they left San Diego because I can't stop calling them the San Diego Chargers still.
I can't.
No, I won't either. I still screw up the Rams.
Yeah.
You know,
St. Louis?
Which is ironically, now that they're back in their normal place, I'm saying the St. Louis Rams.
Give it 20 years. We'll be back in St. Louis again.
Yeah, man.
Have to readjust.
Congratulations to you and me.
Woo, baby.
My team moves on and your bet stays alive.
I was river dancing my way to bed.
Did you guys, as neutral observers of the game, I know you're not really neutral, John, because on one side you hate Notre Dame, but then you've got a bet on them. So I know you've got emotions both ways.
Yeah.
I don't know where your feelings are in Notre Dame, Reggie, but as a neutral observer for both of you, I saw some people saying, like, this is one of the best games ever in postseason history. Like, it was a good game and it was back and forth.
It wasn't played at a real high level at the quarterback position.
We're not getting a lot of that in this 4-team playoff.
Yeah.
I've been jokingly saying that we have now solid evidence that good quarterback play does not win championships in college.
Penn State's receivers had zero receptions.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Correct.
Zero. Mm-hmm. And I know Notre Dame's secondary is really good, but wow. That's crazy.
I think for me, it solidified a belief that I've always had, which is like in college football specifically, a well-played game is fine, but an unhinged game is the best thing. And that felt like an unhinged game. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, yeah, man, directly into my veins. Yeah, a lot. I was, as I told you via text, I was waiting for the two-point shootout.
Yeah.
Like, I just wanted this to go full insane.
Reggie checked on me with like 6 minutes to go in the game. He's like, how you doing, man? How you holding up? And I said, I'm actually pretty calm. It was even later than that. I think it was Notre Dame's second to last possession. You were checking him. I said, I'm actually pretty calm.
He was sitting as he was rubbing his Marcus Freeman bobblehead.
You know what I have in my pocket during the games? My ticket stub from the Catholics versus Convicts game.
Are you serious?
Wow. Yeah.
Is that encased in something?
No. I had it in a box full of ticket stubs that my ex-wife sent to me. It was in like one of our old storage units from, you know, three residences ago.
Yeah.
Back when we were married. I used to keep my ticket stubs to everything back in the day. Mm-hmm. And so it was in that box. So yeah, I probably
your boy was there.
Who?
Me.
Catholics versus Convicts?
Yeah.
Man, you and I wrote a lot of games together, unknowingly. Yeah.
That's one of the things I feel guilty about most in life is whenever I've cleaned out, canceled the storage unit, and I'm going through it, and I'm like, I've been paying $89 a month for this trash. This is the least financially responsible thing I've ever done. My ex-husband's ticket stubs are in here. What the hell am I doing with my life?
Don't worry, I was paying for the storage unit. Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, let's not get it twisted. So you were checking in on me. I felt good. But then Reggie goes, oh, well, how good are you going to feel when this overtime becomes a back and forth of 2-point conversions?
It wasn't that aggressive. In my defense, I said it will serve you well when that occurs.
Okay, thank you for correcting me.
You're welcome.
Deserve it. All right, boys. The floor is yours.
Let's go.
We are out of here.
Let's go.
Seth, antibodies, and I'll see you at 12:30 tomorrow.
Antibodies, and I hope you steer clear of Italians today.
Thank you very much.
Hates Italians.
It's not true.
A weird thing with him.
It's not true. People are going to think you're serious about that.
Which is weird with all your Sopranos.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not true.
I'm trying to make you attractive to Italian women.
It's not.
They're going to be like, oh, he hates
true.
Me, doesn't he?
I don't want to be Italian. I don't know where this is coming from. All right, we're done. We're out of time.